if a man has a lot of money, he doesn't have to worry about it, but a life is hard on a man.
Let's see, repeat that again.
Okay, I'll do it another way. It might be easier. Okay, there's a man who may be rich, and then a man who is... Okay. Let's see, you have... sometimes people grow a lot of fruit. Maybe they call these pecan, too. And you say, if you have a lot of trees, like peach trees, I have a peach tree.
Orchid? Oh, I have different things now. The thing I can't quite say, but that would be orchid.
Right. Okay. Now, they're talking about fathers, and you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy. And you're talking about his father. So my father was poor when I was a child, but next door was a boy. What about his father?
Well, rich or wealthy.
Okay, but Paul, just finish the sentence here because you're doing the right thing. Now, but next door was a boy.
Whose father was wealthy or rich.
Great, that's perfect. Okay, inside a cherry there's something that you don't eat. What's it called?
Inside a cherry.
You can hurt your teeth on it.
A seed? Is it a seed? Is it called a seed or?
It can be, yeah. Inside of a peach, what do you have?
Well, what would that be called? Is it wouldn't be called a seed. Would that be called a kernel or kill or that's not inside of a peach, though, is it?
Yeah, it could be very well. Okay. I don't think I remember to ask you about your husband's education, or maybe I forgot to write it down.
Yeah, you asked, and I said I didn't know how far he got in school. I don't know, you know. But I know he didn't go to high school. I don't know how far he got in elementary school, but I know he didn't go to high school.
And your father didn't go to school at all?
No, he didn't go to school at all.
Okay, I got that straight. Mm-hmm. And did he go to church with you when he was alive? I was just wondering what his friends were from work or something.
Well, most of his friends he had was maybe from work, you know, because we didn't attend church too much, at least I didn't, because I had seven kids, and I was on the cell phone when he got killed. I have too much time for nothing but a baby every year. Seven. Yeah. One every year. So that kept me pretty busy. Pretty busy.
I remember now that we were getting to peaches, and you didn't think you'd said the right thing, but of course you did. Mm-hmm. And the one where I'm, the next one that they had, I was the kind of peach you have to cut the seed out of.
I don't know which one that you take the seed out of. I know, you know, it's different types of peaches. I know there's an Alberta peach, you know.
I'm trying to remember. Another way I guess to describe it is where the flesh is real tight against the stone or the pit.
Yeah. Now that's we always call, you know, the one, the seed that easiest to come out, we always call it that clear seed. Mm-hmm. That's what we always say. And I don't know, you know, really I don't know what type it was, it Alberta peach or not, but we always say clear seed because, you know, if you just pull the peach open and you could immediately take the seed out, and then there are some that closely, like you said, around it, you have to cut it. Mm-hmm. Cut the peach from around the seed, but it is a type that you can just pull it open and you can take it.
Do you have a name for the ones that you have to cut them out?